Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. The rock and my mind made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. First, this is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, Reaching the World for Christ. I want to welcome you back into Blog Talk Radio just to come on and just to worship with us in spirit and truth today. And if you'd like to be a part of this service today, we'd like for you to call in. And the number to call in on is 347-308-8524. It'll be 347-308-8524. Call in and be a part of this service tonight just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth with us, and we'll have a good time in the Lord. So we just thank God tonight that we're able to come back into your home just to lift up the name of Jesus, just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth with you. So call in, we have a call in already. I see the number is, 573. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there. 573, tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Pastor Miller up here at Harville, Missouri. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord, Brother Miller. We're glad to have you in here with us tonight. Just to be able to worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth and just have a great time in the Lord. We're still speaking on the subject of if you're in the darkness, you cannot be a light to the world. So, you know, I'm glad that there's people out here today that's not in darkness but in the light, and shine the light for the path for the world to come and see if they want to be a part of the kingdom of God. You know, I don't know of nobody that really wants to die and go to hell, but if they don't get into the light and receive the Lord as their personal Savior, you know, that's the only place, the destination for them to be at. And it's sad to think about. But we want to say tonight, if you want to be a part of this service, 347-308-8524, call in and be a part of this service with us. Well, go ahead there, Brother Miller, and just worship the Lord there and tell us what the Lord's got on your mind. And tell us about the address there in case somebody wants to join you Sunday there in church.
Okay, well, praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back with God's people. And, yes, we are up in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. The Lord has really been moving, really been blessing in these hours. In the end time, He has placed a church up in our possession. We are at 1030 Delano Street in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. That's going to be on the south end of Poplar Bluff. The people are really hungry in that area, Brother Yearwood. We've been in there cleaning and working and getting the facilities back up to the power, and these people have come and offered their help. They're hungry for the move of God. They want to see God helping hand to pull them through rough and hardships. We've we've seen some hard times, but we ain't seen nothing what's coming up on the horizon for God's people and for the world. You know, we all have to be focused on God and who he is and what he said he was going to do and what he's already done. And we're excited up in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, because God is on the move. We've got people coming up to us, brother, saying, I'm a retired plumber. If you need any help, brother, let me know. Another gentleman came up, he said, I'm a retired licensed electrician. If you need any help, brother, let me know. And I'm going to tell you, the kids, the children are hungry. They're coming up 10 and 15 at a time wanting to know when we're opening the doors, what's going to take place, can they come, and will they have a part? And we're just excited. God's on the move, and I believe that we're living right in the middle of Revelation, and right before our very natural eyes, we're going to see supernatural things start forming and taking place. And it's just not in Poplar Bluff, Missouri on Delano Street, but it's anywhere that people will put God first and create an atmosphere. And tonight I would like to tell everyone, it ain't where you're at in the earth. It's not where you're positioned in the world. It's who you are in Christ, and it's what atmosphere you have developed and set before your Lord and your Savior will be, according to your faith, his movement upon your spiritual being. Can you say amen tonight? I'm just really happy, Brother Yearwood, and God tonight. I just feel the Spirit of God wanting to work supernaturally in these end time hours. I'm not talking about reaching in and giving him an abundance of money. He's capable of doing that. I'm not talking about him building great, big, fancy churches. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about God moving up on the earth, upon his people that have created an atmosphere of worship. When you create an atmosphere of worship, it ain't about money. You get to see his healing power. You get to feel your very being restored. I'm talking about healing virtue coming up in your mortal body, you know, blind eyes being open. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm talking about an atmosphere. You have to have an atmosphere. Now, if you're walking in darkness, you don't know what I'm talking about because you've never experienced it, maybe. And if you have and you turn from it, I would have to say, what happened? Where did you go by the wayside at? You know, when he says some are planted on stony ground, that's what he's talking about. If you don't have good fertile seed or soil, things ain't going to grow right. You know what I'm talking about. You can't plant soybeans and come up, you know, Milo. You can't plant corn and it come up rice. It don't work that way. You plant in the earth is what you get a harvest from. So tonight I would like to encourage people to start planting on good soil. Start planting in good ground, not in the thorny places, not in the rocks. I'm talking about, when I say seed time and harvest, I'm talking about the things of the Lord. What does God want you to do? What is God giving you? Where are you working it in the field? He said the laborers are few. Where are you working? The fields are white. And let me tell you, me and my wife have prayed over this church at 1030 Delano Street. Let me just share this with you. Our in-time ministry for a long time has always, you know, in the evangelistic field has always been Flames of Fire ministry. Flames of Fire ministry is our evangelistic work. But let me tell you, after praying and seeing God's face, the church up at 1030 Delano Street is now called Flames of Fire Ministry White Fields Harvest Church. White Field. Why? We're living right in the middle of white fields. The fields are white. The Bible tells us, and all through the Bible, the fields are white, but the laborers are few. And he quickened us. He said, this is what I want you to call it. He said, because where you're going to work, you can't work over here where another man's been called. So I'm going to call you into this atmosphere and into this work. And this area here, you're going to be called White Fields Harvest Church. And we're just excited because we know any time a laborer goes out into the wilderness, highway and hedges, and compels him to come in, he's not going out there in his own ability. You won't make it. You can't make it. Man. But if you go in Jesus' name, he's going to bring everybody that he wants for your ministry in his time right out of the wilderness, right out of the highway and hedges, right out of them fields that are white. all around. I can just, I was raised in flatlands most of my life. They farmed around there, and cotton fields was all around me. So when he says the fields are white, in my mind, I see cotton fields that have already grown. They was grown in good soil. They were watered right. They've come to full maturity, and the bolls are opened up, and all you can see is full maturity bolls. And I consider them souls in the spiritual realm. Can you imagine a cotton stalk, which is probably about 4 foot high, you know, having 5 or 6 branches off of it with several different bowls on each branch, all full of maturity, which is busted open into a full-like bloom. It's nothing but this powdery white. And when you look across 40 or 80 or 100 acres, all you can see is like a sea. It's a sea of white. Can you only imagine how God looks up on the spiritual realm when he says the fields are white and ready for harvest? I'm talking about light right now. I'm not talking about darkness. I'm not talking about darkness. Because where these fields are white and ready for harvest, they're in darkness. You have to go into the dark places and pluck out the white souls that are ready. They've already been nurtured. They've already been pruned. They've already been grown. All you got to do is walk into the dark places and reach out and start speaking to that soul. Start speaking to that individual and bring them out. Bring them out in due season, in due time, in God's way. Bring them out and setting them up on the throne of grace. Can you imagine that every time you go in, the angels of heaven rejoice for every soul that you pluck out of a dark place, every white stem, every place that you have been ordered to go.
Amen.
I guess there's thousands and thousands.
Can we get this 2-8 to call in, tell us who he is before he gets there?
Yes, Brother Bright from South Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Praise the Lord. Brother Miller, it's good to hear your voice back on the preaching with us.
Yes, praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be amongst God's people tonight. I'm excited in the Lord, and God's on the move. And I'll sit down and be quiet for a little bit.
Oh,
I'll let somebody
Miller.
Else have their turn.
I enjoyed it, brother. I enjoyed that.
Go ahead there, Brother Miller. Just obey God.
You know, it's just, it's all in God's timing. And you know, if you can only take the physical and the natural and see it with the spiritual eyes, and the spiritual understanding of what God's word says and how he's trying to put it together, that's what I'm trying to speak to people tonight about cotton fields. I mean, God's word says, spiritually, the fields are white and ready for harvest. People in darkness can't see that. People in darkness can't see it. They can't. No, they don't know what's around them. They're so consumed by the ways of the world, by corruption, by evilness, by wickedness, they are in such a dark place that they can't see the fields. They can't vision them white cotton that I talked to you about because of where they're living. But with a spiritual being that walks with Jesus in the supernatural, you are to be able to see what God sees with his eyes because you are a part of God. That's why when I can talk about one spiritual thing, it rubs elbows with what you think because we're in the same vein with God. That's why a lot of times when somebody goes to preaching on one subject, there's 2 or 3 other people already speaking on it. Because why? Because it's what God's doing. God's stirring the people no matter where they're at in the earth, no matter where they're at in the world. We are all of the same vein. And when you can see the fields of whiteness, the souls that are ready to be picked, to brought out of darkness, when you're ready to walk, he said, you know, he told Peter, he said, will you also go away? He said, but you are the Christ. You are the Son of God. Where else can I go?
Man.
Where else would I go? In other words, he wasn't going nowhere because he already got a hold of truth. He'd already got a hold of who Jesus was. He had no other place to go, and that's what Jesus is telling us. Are you going to go away too? The fields are white, and they're ready for harvest. Will you go in the highway and hedges in the dark places and compel them to come out? It's just like cotton. They've already been blossomed. They've already opened. The bowl's already been opened. The bowl's already matured. It's pretty. It's fluffy, and it's white. All you got to do is go in and pluck it. All you got to do is go in and pluck it. And you say, well, how do you mean? I said, spiritually, when you go into a place of darkness, the way you pluck somebody is minister the word of God to them. You go in and tell them about Jesus. You go in and tell them what Jesus has done and what he's going to do. And they don't have to be fed. They're ready. All you got to do is embrace them. Put that arm around them and bring them right on in the house of God.
Amen.
They're ready. All they need is a labor. I'm talking about a labor tonight going into dark places. Because
yes.
Right now where they live, if you don't go, they can't get the benefits.
That's right.
But if you're willing to go, then you're saving souls. And what does God say about souls? The angels in heaven rejoice.
Amen.
Can you only imagine? Can you only imagine? 40 acres. Can you imagine 40 acres of cotton that's all been grown up and nurtured and watered and fed, got the nutrients that it needs, how pretty it looks when you're standing above it, down on it, maybe in an airplane or whatever, you can look and see all the whiteness over the whole 40 acres.
Yes.
It looks beautiful to a farmer. For a farmer, that means money. For a farmer, that means harvest time. For a farmer, that means, hey, no more debt. Well, let me tell you, in God's eyes, looking down out of the kingdom into the world of corruption, in a world that's done been overcome by Satan, when he sees a white stalk here or a white stalk over there or a white stalk back in the corner, he don't none notice it. He notices it all. And he says, Brother Bryant, would you go and get that one soul down there in Jackson, Mississippi? Brother Yearwood, would you go to Knoxville up there and get that one soul and tell you his name? He said, he's already grown, he's nurtured, he's all blossomed out white and pretty. We just need you to go up there and wrap your arm around him and bring him home. Can you do that? We call it plucking down here in the South. Let's do a little plucking in the field. Can we get a little soul plucking going on up in the house of God? That's what I'm saying tonight. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord. 573, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Sister Cheryl Miller. I thought I'd surprise my husband at the other end of the house here.
Praise the Lord.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. I feel stirred in my spirit in this hour, Brother Yearwood.
Amen.
This is a wonderful day that we're living in.
Yes, we are.
Because grace is still extended in the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise
and
the Lord.
I like what my husband's saying tonight. It's time to go. We're way past time to go and harvest the fields. Hallelujah. We don't want the harvest to rot in the fields. I'm afraid we've been guilty of that in the church.
Come on.
We ask God to forgive us and renew us and put us on fire again. Hallelujah. To go and harvest. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful thing. We're talking about the new birth. We're talking about receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and how his precious red blood can cleanse your black heart and make it white. Hallelujah. Clean, pure and clean. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And something, a mystery happens that we can't fully explain when that takes place, but he translates us literally out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And to the church, he says, keep walking in that light. Now, don't go back. Don't go back. Don't be bewitched. Don't start out in the spirit and go back and get in the flesh. Don't walk in the light and go back and get in the darkness. Remember, you've been delivered. Hallelujah. And put on that light, that armor that we lost in the garden through sin. In the garden, Adam and Eve were clothed in that light, and his name is Jesus Christ. And that's restored unto us through the new birth, salvation, glory to God. He goes on to tell us, Paul tells us, put on that light, put on Christ, hallelujah. Walk in him daily, hallelujah. Glory, glory to Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Brother Bobby?
Yeah.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there for a while.
Just reading here. In Matthew, it said, from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yeah.
You want to see the time of day, we look at a watch.
Amen.
You want to see the time of the time, keep your eyes on Israel. My God, that's where it all started, brothers and sisters. That's where it's going to end. Jesus is not coming back to Washington. He's not coming back to New York. He's not coming back to Nashville or Jackson, Mississippi. He's not coming back to Massachusetts. He's coming back to Jerusalem, praise God.
Glory.
His placed on the face of the earth. Watch Israel. Keep your eyes on Israel. For he said, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yes.
My God, you listen to it. The kingdom of God, he's coming back to separate the cotton, the white cotton bowls that Brother Miller so graciously preached, to
yes.
separate them from the sin, from the darkness of this world.
Yes.
My God, let me tell you something, brother. He's coming back. The book says he is. I don't care what that lady on that talk show said. I don't care what anybody said. This book says he's coming back. Either this book is a lie or God won, and I choose this book to be righteous.
Amen. Praise
the world's a lie. Let every man be a liar. Let God be true.
Oh.
Yeah, amen. That's the
praise
word.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Now, I was sitting here and looking here at Psalms. Praise the Lord. And I don't know exactly. Praise God. Psalms 119:05. The Lord is a lamp unto my feet,
oh, hallelujah,
and a light unto my path. You know, if the Lord is a light unto our feet, you know, we're not going to be in the darkness.
Right.
And we're supposed to get the people that is in darkness into the light. And, you know, I just thank God tonight that there's a few, and the message has been going forth here tonight about the cotton balls. You know, God did say in his word, he said the field is white and quite ready for harvest. And, you know, it's and another passage of scripture where he said, how can they hear except a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? And, you know, how tonight can people hear about this gospel, this great message that Jesus Christ said, repent ye, for the kingdom of God's at hand. How can they hear except preachers go out into the highways and the hedges and propel them to come in? You know,
amen.
It seems like
yeah.
for the last few weeks, ever since we've been on this message about if you're in the darkness, you cannot be a light to the world. I don't know if the radio stations that I've turned on and I've heard preachers preaching this same thing. They may not have the same title, but close to it. Brother Richard Roberts wrote me a letter and sent me the same things and some of the same verses. And different ones I've been hearing is preaching this same thing. Our pastor this week, he was a preaching about being separated from the darkness and being in the light. You know, I tell you, I thank God tonight that this message is ringing out across the land, across the world, that people are going to have to get out of the darkness into his marvelous light. You know, I just praise God. That, you know, I thank God that he chose me out of the darkness. I was once in the darkness. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. But he called me out of the darkness, and he put me in the marvelous light. And, you know, he's done that to everybody that will receive him. I know that everybody at one time or another was a lost and on their way to a devil's hell. But when Jesus come in and saved their soul and turned their life around, they come out of the darkness then, and they were in the marvelous light. You know, and I praise God, they had a witness, they had a testimony that there's something different about them, and people can know the difference because they can see the blessings and see how people are turned and see the glow that's in their face. You know, I believe tonight that God's children is looking different from what the world is. I believe they smell different from what the world. I believe they talk different from what the world, because they've come in to that marvelous light that God has spoke about, and that where Brother Miller was speaking about over there, the fields are white. Praise God, when people get saved, that white, the Spirit of God comes in. And it changes the whole outlook and the whole out appearance of man or woman. And I praise God for that tonight. Hallelujah. I just praise him for what he means to me. I praise him, praise God, because he loved me so much that he come and died on the cross and shined the light into my pathway that I could have him as my personal Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I say that a little bit different, Brother Yearwood. I said he loved, God loved us so much he couldn't live without us. He come down and died on the cross so we could be with him, praise God.
Amen.
That's good.
God, that's good.
Great.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know, I just thank God that he did love us so much. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I thank God tonight that we can have that everlasting life if we just only believe and only trust him. And you know, I tell you, the world needs to know that there's a light that's shining out into the darkness. If they need to know that they can get a hold of that light, just as simple as my mother used to say, as a nose on your face, if you'll just say, Lord, here I am. I'm in darkness. I've got to come out of the darkness. I don't want to die and go to hell. I want to live throughout eternity with you. I can't live without you. The Lord will come into your life, and you can be changed, and you can be in this light, and you can be a light to the world. And I thank God for that today. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got some prayer requests here we need to read and need to pray over. These prayer requests is real important too. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We need to remember a woman named Sean. Sean and her ex-husband, they need salvation and deliverance from drugs and alcohol. And my mom, Betty Yearwood, had surgery last Wednesday, and she needs prayer. She's having a lot of pain in her body. We need to remember the Millers. They still need for God to move on their behalf. And my Aunt Christine has staph infection. And my Aunt Margaret has staph infection in her toe. My Uncle Clarence, he needs a healing in his body. Evangelist Bobby Bryant needs a bus to travel in for his ministry. And a woman at our church, Jenny Strickland, she needs a healing in her body. Robert North needs salvation and deliverance from alcohol. Tammy White and her family need salvation. Let's pray for all those that have swine flu. We rebuke that spirit of swine flu. Remember our friend Don Antico. He desires our prayers. Pastor Don Wilson, he's been told he's going blind in one of his eyes. Let's remember all those that are listening to the broadcast. God will bless and meet their needs. Tim Johnson was in a bad car wreck, and he needs a miracle. Lisa Johnson needs a liver transplant and salvation. My cousin Brandon is in Iraq, and he's in need of prayer. Jackie Lovingood and Geneva Sledge, they need salvation. Larry Corden has ulcer sores on his leg. Lonnie Jones needs God to heal him from staph infection.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer and just ask God to touch this prayer list and touch the people that's there. And you know, I tell you, they need a touch and they need a miracle. And God has them miracles. Praise the Lord. Go ahead there, Sister Miller, and just lead us in prayer tonight.
I think she lost connection in there, brother, but I'll take her place.
Okay. You just go
Father,
ahead.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, you know that you're a God of more than enough, Lord. You know you have the all-seeing eye throughout your land, all throughout the earth, Father. You know what your people's doing at all times. You know the needs and the cries of the one that are in trouble or in need or in pain or hurting, Father. And right now, in the name of Jesus, throughout the earth, throughout the lands, wherever they may be, Father, I ask that you're ministering, working, healing, virtue, saturate the earth, Father. We cry out, Abba, Father, to come and sup with us, Lord. I ask, Father, right now that you will move in a mighty special way through this broadcast to the people, Lord, that are in Iraq or overseas, wherever they may be, Lord, in Africa or just wherever you might have planted these individuals tonight to listen by the airways. I ask, Father, right now, supernaturally, that you'll pour out a blessing that they can't contain, that you'll open the eyes of the blind, that you will touch the sick. that has leprosy, that you'll touch the ones that have cancer, or you'll touch the ones that are hungry tonight, or the ones that need clothing, Father, the one that has the issue of blood, that you will move on them and remove that issue, that you'll dry it up at the root. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I cry out that you will have compassion. Have compassion upon your land and upon your people, upon the even the people that are in authority of the government, even our president tonight, Father. We ask that you move in a mighty special way to open his eyes spiritually, where he can see what your way is and what your desire is and how he should speak to the people, how he could control the land with your authority. The decisions need to be made by the Spirit of God, and I ask that, Lord, tonight that you will move up on the government and up on the people that are in authority to take position in the mold and shape, Father, where your blessings can flow through the headship all the way down through the people, like it is in the army or like it is in the army of the Lord. But, Father, it's by your power, it's by your might and by your will and by your Spirit tonight that we cry out to you throughout the lands. It ain't just in the United States. It's all across the world, Lord. There's people that's listening by the airways, God, that needs a touch in their feet. I see people that's feet are just literally destroyed. They need new bones. They need new skin. They need new features, Lord. And I ask tonight, supernaturally, I have the faith to know that you're a God of more than enough. And for anybody that's got a defective body, no matter what the body parts are, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, God, I know you're the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and you're a God of more than enough. And tonight, no matter where they are in the earth, I know you hear the call, and the call is rise up and get in the anointing, rise up and get in the vein, rise up and get in the Spirit of Almighty God so he can heal your land, so he can heal your body, so he can touch your family members. I know tonight that God is able, and I'm listen, somebody, listen to me, people. I know circumstances and darkness can be really bad, but if you only walk towards the light, walk out of the darkness and walk in the light. You're saying, what is the light? I'm saying the light is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It's who he is. If you want new bones, if you want a new eyesight, if you want new ear gates, if you want new joints, if you want new feet, cry out to Jesus. Cry out to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God more than enough. He can pull you through. He can raise you up. He can give you new strength. He can give you new hope. He can give you new power to walk in his authority. He can give you all that you need tonight. He can give you the blood of the Holy Ghost that will saturate your veins and run through your body to cause you to rise up, to cause you to speak in a way you've never spoken, cause you to walk in a way you never walked, cause you to talk in a way you never talked. Because why? Because he's the Almighty God, the all-seeing God. He's the creator of the earth. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning, and he's the end. Let me tell you tonight, it ain't too late. You may be in some dark places. It may be bad where you're in. Let me tell you, God sees, God knows, and God hears, but it's in his time. It's in his way. It's not your way. It's not my way. It's his way. It's not by power. It's not by might, but by my Spirit, saith God. Come on, somebody. Somebody help me here. Somebody hear what this preacher's saying. I'm telling you tonight, rise up. I'm telling you that God has control. He hears your tears. He feels your tears. He sees your tears. If a sparrow cannot hit the ground without God knowing it, if he knows every hair on your head that's been numbered, my God, he sees your tears. He hears your cries. But the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, he's looking for somebody that will recognize who he is, will recognize his power, recognize his authority, recognize his way. See, he's looking for people to get out of the flesh. He's looking for people to get out of the way. We've been in God's way too long. We've been in God's way too long. God says, I want it my way. I want to do it my way. He said, I'm the one that created the heavens. I'm the one that created the earth. I'm the one that created you. And it's going to be my way. It's going to be my timing. It's going to be my authority. So tonight, I'm telling the people, get your path straight. Get your path clean. Get your path right. Call on Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out you do all you can do. The Bible says this. He said, when you've went all you can go, when you can't go no more, when you can't put that foot in front of you, when your body's deteriorated and it won't go no more, he said, all you have to do is stand. Just stand right where you're at and see the salvation of God come to you this night. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. God hears. God knows. God feels. I don't understand it. I can't explain it all, but I can preach the word, and I can tell you who he is, and I can tell you this right now. Everybody that's listening by the cam airways, everybody's listening to the sound of my voice tonight. He said, when you did all you can do, just stand, because right now, the atmosphere that we live in, we see things through a glass darkly. What he's telling us is we can only see part of what's going on in the earth realm. We can't see it all. We can't see in the heavens. We only by the Spirit, only by the Spirit of God. But he says right now all things are not revealed to us. We don't know. That's why you got to walk in his authority. You have to walk in his presence because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And if he's the author and the finisher of our faith, as we walk, he walks with us. As we talk, he talks with us. As we go through every situation, he's with us. So if anything goes wrong, it has to come through God's hand. It has to come through the power of God. So tonight I ask God to saturate everybody in my sound, in the sound of my voice. Touch their hand, heal their bodies, touch their needs, touch their circumstances. Praise God, everybody. Oh, and I ask it all in the Jesus' name, the mighty name above all names, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen tonight. Amen tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, Bobby, go ahead and obey the Lord there.
You know, I was thinking about a while ago, it's kept in Ephesians what you was talking about. For you were sometimes in darkness, but now you are in the light. Brother and sister, when you're out there walking in darkness after the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, you are of the devil. I don't care how much how you powder, paint, and clean up. I don't care what kind of clothes you wear. That soul is in darkness. That's what we're talking about. It's not the outward appearance of man. It's the inward appearance. People feed this out of man and get him real fat while the inner man is starving to death because they will not pick up the Bible and read it. But, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Over the airwaves, let me tell you something. Hell is hot and eternity is long.
Amen.
Come to Jesus. Repent. Repent.
Yeah.
That's all you've got to do. Father, I'm sorry of my sin. I believe Jesus died on the third day he rose. And I believe he's in heaven sitting on your right hand. He died for me. His blood cleanses me. I believe that, Father. That's all you got to do. Make a confession to God. You ain't got to go before an old big church crowd. You can kneel down beside your bed and find salvation in God through the blood of Jesus Christ. You've not done got to go to some big cathedral, some priest. You can go to God 101. He said, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. Praise God. He loves you. Hell wasn't meant for man. It was devil and his angel. But brother, you cannot blame God. Sister, you can't blame God. If you miss heaven, you're going to hell to prepare for devil and his angel by your own choice. He said, choose you this day whom you'll serve. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, John said, but if we walk in the light as he is in light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. We are cleansed from sin as long as we walk in the light. Brothers and sisters, we, the children of God, is children of light, not of darkness. Get
Amen.
Out of the darkness. That people back over in Isaiah did in that chapter. They seen the light. They come out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Praise God. Get saved. Get redeemed. Get rapture ready. Praise God. Because he's coming back. He's coming back after a church that says Ephesians. Right here. that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, praise God. When you walk in that light, brother, sister, that light is shining on you, and you're bright and gleaming and glorious to God.
But, amen, brother.
Okay, he don't hate sinners. He hates the sin they're doing.
Amen.
He loves sinners. And yet, while we were sinners, Christ died for our sin. Praise God. Don't think that you've done something so bad you can't get saved for. Reach out to that nail-scarred hand, and he'll pull you up. I was preaching one time in Arizona. I told the people, I said, where I come from, they do a lot of logging and woodwork. I said, that man goes down there, they cut the log, and then take a cable and wrap around the log and make it good and tight, and they pull it up the top of the hill. I said, it may hit stumps and what have you, and be skin up down it gets up there. It's just like us going through this world. We might go through bumps and bruises because Satan is going as a roaring lion seeking to bind who is can. But as long as your hand is in that nail-scarred hand, thank God I hadn't got a hold of Jesus. He's got a hold to me. I might slip, but he won't. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I get a lot of bumps, a lot of skins, a lot of scrapes, but I guarantee you, if we're willing, God's able, and he will hold on to us, and he'll see us through every one of them.
Amen. Amen.
We won't come up missing out because we just wanted to. If we go to hell, we go there an intruder. But as long as we keep our eyes and our minds and our hands on the Lord, he'll see us through every rough place, every bump, every mud hole that we might hit, he'll see us through.
Amen, brother.
I'm just thankful that we're serving a God that loved us enough that he's willing to hold on to us and take us through the rough places. You know, I tell you, God is nothing but love.
Amen.
And he loves us so much that he'll take us through. I just praise him tonight because, you know, as you said there a while ago, God don't hate us. He hates the sin that
Amen.
We did before, that we confessed them to him. But when we confessed them to him, he took them away from us. He wiped us as clean as snow. And he put our sins as far from east to the west from us to never be remembered against us again. And, you know, I think a lot of times the east and the west is a long ways apart. They'll never come in contact with each other. And you know, God never remembers a sin that we did after he wants to forgive us.
Man.
And I just thank God tonight that we can always, if we do accidentally sin, 1 John O'Wire said that we have an advocate with his son. And his blood would cleanse us from all sin. But you know, there's no reason a true born-again Christian having to get out here and think about committing sin, because the devil's going to throw things at us, and if we're not careful, we're liable to mess up. But God has sent his son there to cleanse us, that he'll just wipe it out, and we're forgiven, and we can go on with it. And I praise God for it.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
As long as a Christian walks in the light, he has fellowship with Jesus, praise God.
Amen. That's right. As long as we're in the light. And I like this verse right here in Matthew 5 and I believe it's 16. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and will glorify your Father which is in heaven. And you know, he's telling us there that we've got a good light, that he just wants us to let our light so shine before men that people can see something. You know, that's what God is looking for us. If we're in the light and if we're confessing Christianity and we're walking in the light as he is the light, then we've got a light shining in us that people are going to see, and they may want to glorify the Father which is in heaven if we just let our light so shine. I thank God for that tonight, that we can let our light shine before this lost and dying world.
And I believe that there's people out there that's in darkness will see the light from some of us, and they will want to turn from their wicked ways and turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I want what they've got. You know, that's the kind of light that God's wanting us to shine forth, is to let people see Christ, the hope of glory, in each one of us.
Amen.
And you know, they can see that whenever we walk down the streets and we talk and have a conversation to talk with, they can know beyond ever a shadow of a doubt. The world can know that you are different from them. They can feel a different spirit from you, because they know that that spirit that they have is not like the spirit that you've got. And I thank God tonight that we are Christians, should have a light, should have a testimony that would please God. You know, any kind of testimony that pleases God. And that's my prayer and that's my desire. Lord, just let me have a testimony that will please you, that whenever I witness to somebody, that they'll know that there's a hope of life that will come into their life if they're willing to accept it and are willing to confess their sins and their faults to the Lord. He's willing to forgive them.
Yes.
Because he come to seek to save that which was lost.
Yes.
Them that was whole need not a precision. And he come after that man that was in darkness. You know, and he says in another passage of scripture where it says he has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray. Will he not leave that 99 go after that one that went astray? You know, that's what we're trying to do tonight, is go after that one that went astray and bring them back into the household of faith and try to tell them, hey, there's life, there's joy, there's peace in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise God for the peace and the joy that I have, that I know beyond every shadow of a doubt that it come from heaven. I didn't have this peace back in the early 70s, but I got it in 75, January 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I've not been the same since. I've not been completely perfect, but I've tried my best to walk up before God, that whenever I lay down at nighttime, or if I go in the middle of the day, that I don't have to worry about, am I going to hell, because I want to hear him say, you've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you rulers over many things. Just because I, Lloyd Yearwood, have confessed my sins to the Lord Jesus Christ and asked him to come into my life, he did it. He changed me, and I know that he changed me, and I thank God for it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let's go ahead and obey the Lord there. Praise God.
You know, on Colossians 2 and 20, it said, wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of this world, why, as though living in the world, you are subject to the ordinance, touch not, taste not, handle not, which are to perish with the using. Brothers and sisters, he's talking about the rudiments of this world, the sin of this world, the filth of this world. What does light have to do with darkness? What did God have to do with Baal? What does goodness have to do with evil? My God, set your sight on things on high, praise God. It's that right here. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. If you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to take a break right now and have a song from our friend over in the Philippines. He sent us a song here so we're going to play it here and listen to him there and just worship the Lord with him.
We're going to let Don and Tico, our friend from the Philippines, he's going to sing a song.
inside. I was created, fearfully made by you. You brought me here, here in this generation, to give glory to your name. Your name is exalted, your name is heard, your name is lifted all over the earth. Your name is exalted, your name is heard, your name is lifted all over the earth. And we glory to your name. Here in your presence, I am renewed. I can hear the angels sing. You caught my heart, touched by unfailing love, to give glory to your name. Your name is exalted, your name is heard, your name is lifted all over the earth. Your name is exalted, your name is heard.
Sending us a song to play on our for him and play on our. I trust it's a blessing to each and every one out there hear it. So you know, I just thank God for people around the country and around the world that's been able to hear these services, and thank God that he's getting a blessing from it. And I just praise God for what he's doing right here tonight on Blog Talk Radio. And I praise God for everyone that come on to be with us and just to worship with us. We got about 5 minutes left there. So, Brother Miller, you want to come back in there one more time and give the address to your church and everything?
Yes. If I ain't talk, the Spirit of the Lord got on me so strong a while ago that I just about lost my voice. But anyway, our church is in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, on the south end of Poplar Bluff. It's 1030 Delano Street. It's called the White Fields Harvest Church. Pastor Terry and Cheryl Miller, we're opening up Sunday at 2 o'clock service. Everyone's invited. Come on out. We'll worship the Lord together in spirit and truth. We're looking for a big service. We feel that the house is going to be filled with the people that are hungry to hear the voice and touch of God. And we're excited. God's just extending our ministry just a little bit further than what we've been involved in. We've been evangelizing for many years, but now not only evangelistic, but now pastoral. And we have a lot of people that have let us know that they are hungry and looking to see the move of God in this area. So once again, if you're in this area, in the sound of my voice, and you want to come and worship with us, we'll be more than happy to have you. Hopefully in the future we'll be by a telecast or maybe by radio some way or another. We don't know exactly how God's going to move, but we know he's on the throne and he's capable of moving in all areas. But we're just excited. Anything to do with Jesus, we're excited with. So we lift up his name and give him praise. It was a blessing to hear what my brothers tonight had to say about Jesus. As we are narrowing the end of this broadcast, I know that there's been several people in the sound of my voice has been touched by God tonight. There's been miracles by what God has did in this telecast or in this camcast tonight. I was speaking a while ago, and I felt several people that believed, that had faith that God was still on the throne. I had a witness in my spirit that many got a miracle tonight because of your faith. And I wish tonight, if you got a miracle, if you got a blessing from God, I would encourage you to call this ministry. Call Brother Betty and Lloyd Yearwood and let them know the miracles that you've received from God. It's important to give God glory when you get a miracle. And by recognizing your miracle and by calling into this broadcast and sharing it with people will cause others to believe stronger. It will cause others to have faith in a deeper level. And it will glorify our Lord and Savior. So if I'm talking to one of you tonight, please give a call. Please glorify the Lord. Let people know what God did for you tonight. It ain't about me. It ain't about Brother Yearwood. It ain't about Brother Bobby or Sister Cheryl. It's about Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the one that does the healing. He's the one that does the miracles. So tonight, wherever you are in the earth, wherever you are in the world, if God has touched you by this radio tonight, call and glorify his name.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I encourage you.
Praise God.
Be blessed. Amen.
Man. Yeah.
Brother Bobby?
Brother, you know, and the partner, as, I got this from the Bible. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. My God, live your life for him. Let your light shine. Don't be ashamed to let your light shine. My God, go out in the highways and byways and lift him up for praise God. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. My God, let's lift him up, my God. He raised us up when we had no place, nothing to stand on. He was a sure foundation that raised us up. Now we walk in the light, praise God. Come to the light, brothers and sisters. Depart from darkness. Come to the light, praise God. Walk in the light, and you'll have fellowship with him. And the blood of his precious Son, our Lord and Savior, will cleanse you from all sin. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, God is a moving tonight in a marvelous and a mighty way in this here. So if you'd like to be a part of this, You can donate to Lloyd and Betty, earwood.com/donate. You just click on that, and you can donate right into our ministry, and God would bless you for it. And it's nothing that we can do but just give God the glory and the praise for keeping us on the line like he is. So our time has done come up and gone, so we want to say God bless you. We appreciate you calling in tonight, everyone that called in. And we want to say good night to you, and we love you, and we'll be, Lord's willing, we'll be talking with you next week.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good night to all.
Good night, brother, sister.
Good night. And God bless you. We love you. We'll talk to you later.